Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in this afternoon. I hope you're warm and cozy wherever you are. I'm enjoying some sunshine today after another cold spell. So, having a few funny little audio difficulties, but nothing that can't be overcome. Didn't have my lead-in music, but I do have some music to play for you later in the show on a break or at the end of the show. But I will just jump right into the talk today. If you have not listened to the show before, how I do this show, I call it freestyle because I don't do a whole lot of planning before the show. I usually block out an hour and a half to 2 hours for the show to go up to that long. Most times it's a little over an hour. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. And I try to have a general topic that I share, any ideas that I've been pondering or that have come to me sort of in the way of messages, and I give my take on it and guidance in that very general way. But I also take calls where I provide individual intuitive, I call them mini readings, just very quick, instant, here's what you can do on your spiritual path sort of readings from angels and spirit. And the call-in number, if you'd like to call in, is 347-633-9823. And I usually take calls in the order that they come in, so feel free to call in and get your angel reading or your intuitive guidance, and I'd just be happy to do that. I love the calls because I usually feel such a blessing from them. But I will jump into the topic that this came to me yesterday. Most times I just wait until the morning of the show and get very, very quiet, and some sort of topic or tidbit comes to me that can be discussed. So this one actually came to me yesterday morning, and so I posted it and scheduled it, and now I'll jump into it and try to give you some insight that I hope will help you on your spiritual path. The topic for today is staying on the spiritual train, remaining true to the call. And what I've noticed over the last few months is just this tremendous influx of people ready for that spiritual moment, that aha moment, and even receiving it and being in it and being very, very excited by it. And it's so wonderful and awesome, and I can't even come up with enough words to describe how that feels to me. It's this big shift that we've all been waiting for, all of those people that have already been on the spiritual path and have had those moments and have all been feeling like there is a big shift in the world, and the world is not a terrible place and is not going in a terrible direction. There is actually an underlying current that is wonderful and fabulous and is going to take us to new heights and a new and wonderful place. So we've all felt this push that was coming and that there would be a tipping point or even a series of tipping points, and those have been felt all along for the last several years. But over the last 3 to 4 months, I have felt it energetically so intensely, and then I could see it in visible ways like my Facebook page and that just exploding and people just being suddenly very excited and very turned on by a new kind of spiritual thought that's all about love and light. So what I realize from my own spiritual path and other people I know that have gone down this path where they've had that big awakening, and it's something that you can't ever really fully turn back from, but yet you live in this world. And then the challenge becomes to stay on that train, so to speak, to keep going in that direction of spirituality and a stronger spirituality instead of just gradually shifting back into the old paradigms. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit and some ways that you can do that. I can tell you when you have that big aha moment and you're so excited and you feel so connected in the energy. Well, for one thing, the energy can be so intense that it can be physically draining sometimes. So if you have those kind of symptoms from it, don't let it alarm you. I always say don't ever ignore anything that you feel like might have a medical connection. But also in this situation, if you have that intense spiritual encounter, realize that that energy is very different from what we're used to and what our bodies are used to. So if it makes you tired, if it makes you, that's nothing I don't think to be alarmed about. So flow with it, get your rest, and just savor it, really. Savor that you do have that connection. But one of the things that comes along with that big moment is that you will most surely get a little rocked from it. Truths coming out around you, things that you just say, oh my gosh, I never would have predicted that. Things that happen, maybe things you find out about your situation or acquaintances or that really kind of rock you. Sometimes you may even feel betrayed or and you're probably going to get those. And don't be alarmed by it, because we have all been in this mass illusion. And it's nobody's fault. It's not like it's some vast conspiracy. I guess there may be elements of it that have been somewhat of conspiracies. But we have been taught these illusions by, for instance, our parents, who were taught those illusions, who were taught that by their parents, who were taught those illusions by their parents, and so on, and just society in general. So we're all coming out of this deep, deep sleep that most everybody's been in some way or another, some deeper than others, and it's been for thousands of years. So when the veil gets lifted, is going to be a little surprising, some of the things that we thought were one way, but they're not. And I want you to be peaceful in truth. And that's the beautiful thing about the awakening. And when you have this, when it's very deep, you have these moments where truly there is nothing to forgive. Everything is forgiven, but really even deeper than that, you don't even feel like there is anything to forgive, whether it's from yourself, things you felt guilty over, or from someone else toward you. It's peace. And so the truth, while it can kick you in the gut sometimes, if you stay in that spiritual place, you'll just have, okay, you'll have peace about it. At least that's how it's been for me. And when I'm not really in that deep spiritual peaceful place, it bothers me more. And all that happens is I stay stuck in it, and I can't just walk away in peace. So I want you to try to just have peace and truth, and not then put blame or anger or attack back on it, even on yourself if there's something, a truth that maybe you've been denying in yourself. Be easy on yourself. Be easy on people around you. And just realize that the truth sets you free, always, always. If there's one message about the spiritual path that is probably the most important, it's truth sets you free. And truth isn't just about words that come out of our mouth. Did you tell a lie? It's all the illusion that we get caught up in and we continue to live in. So when you ask for the spiritual awakenings, be ready for those truths, ask for them, and ask for the strength to have peace in them. Ask for that kind of courage and strength, and it will serve you very well. One of the things I have been doing lately is I've been trying to get deeper back into writing. And some of you may already know I have a book that came out a few years ago called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And I've talked about it on this show a good bit. If you're a new listener, you might want to go back to the early show, like the original show. I talked a lot more about my awakening and the specifics of the experience. But that book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, was a little bit about my journey and my awakening and the things that it showed me and brought me. And the beautiful thing about it is things that it could take volumes and volumes and volumes of words in a book or you know, words, for instance, on a show like this. You get that in an instant, knowledge and understanding that would take you forever to explain, and you can't even find the words to explain. In those moments, you get it all in an instant. So I shared some of that in the book, Setting God Free. By the way, it's available on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or BooksAMillion.com. Amazon, if you are a Kindle reader or you like ebooks, has a Kindle version, which you can download for 99 cents. And if you don't have a Kindle, you can download it to your PC. There's an app on Amazon for it, or you can download it to your iPad or your smartphone, 99 cents. Or there's also hardcover and paperback versions available. But it was a tiny bit of my journey and some of the things that, some of the knowing, some of that universal knowledge that came to me, and it's so peaceful and it's such a beautiful place. But what I've been doing lately is returning to that writing to tell more of that story, because there was so much that I didn't tell. And so I've got several different writing projects going on, and I have to get to a very connected place where I'm not distracted by just the worldly things. And even then, sometimes I have a very hard time putting the feelings into words, because they're so intense and powerful and awe-inspiring. You know, A Course in Miracles tells us that we shouldn't have awe about the miracle, such as healing or anything that we come to think of as miracles. That shouldn't inspire awe, because that's the norm. We're just in the illusion that tells us otherwise. Awe should come from revelation. And revelation are those moments of truth, the aha, where something gets confirmed or affirmed to you, and you just feel it everywhere, goosebumps, and you just know it's real and true, and the energy washes over you in such a way that you just know. And that is revelation. That's truth. And that brings on awe. And so I have to get in this place, you know, that from a physical level, from the body and even the mind, is very intense and, well, I don't like to use the word difficult, but from that level, it often is, to take those feelings and that intensity and then find words, and even for your body to withstand that, as silly as that may sound. But I've had Jesus around me a lot lately, in basically conversation, except that it's feeling conversation and things being conveyed to me that I am trying to use the brain power I have and the ability with words and put it into words. And sometimes I just have to sit in the feeling, and I can't even, if I try to write it, I can't even do that. My hand just either won't work fast enough, or it's so sloppy I have a hard time reading it later, or if I type I can't keep up, or so it's an interesting process. It's very rewarding in the spiritual sense, immensely rewarding in that worldly sense of how much did I get done today. When you look at the paper or the sometimes I get frustrated, but I've gotten pretty good at just blowing those thoughts off, those ego thoughts. But one of the things, you know, I also try to read a little bit in that, and I always have a few different books going because whatever hits me in the moment, I start reading. And Wayne Dyer has a new book out called I Can See Clearly Now. And I guess if I had to pick one single spiritual author that has influenced me the most, and there are many, I mean, there's I could name so many. Brian Weiss early on, and Neil Donald Walsh got me thinking. Marianne Williamson. I could go on and on and on. Don Miguel Ruiz. But if there's one that really connected me with me deeply at just the right time, where I felt like just kindred spirit to, and you know, the words just really meant something deep to me, and it was very much what I was feeling, that would be Wayne Dyer. And so his new book, there was a part that jumped out at me, and it was a lot because of this feeling of Jesus and angels and also other spirits that sometimes just come visit me. Yes, I said that, and that's a strange thing to say sometimes out loud in this world. People think you're a little crazy, but, you know, with all this around me, there was a line that really jumped out to me, and I'll read it. The ascended masters come to us with guidance and help, not because of our prayers for their intervention or our prominence. They come to us when they can recognize themselves in us. And that just jumped out at me for obvious reasons. I felt humbled and in awe for the spirits, the ascended masters that I've felt around. And I felt then, in a very good way, I guess, in awe of myself, although not awe in like that arrogant kind of way, just the wow. We have moments where they can see themselves in us. It may be their struggle that they remember having, and they can relate. And so they're here for us in those times that are maybe similar to what they felt. Or maybe it was a challenge to be a messenger, and they're here because they can see the similarities. You know, we have to remember that we are all spirits and we are all one. And when an ascended master sees something in us like them, you know, they're there for the similarity. They can relate, and they can see that we may be a vehicle just like they were, or we may be ready for growth just like they were. So that's a good way to look at it, I think. Instead of just praying for, you know, come to help me, come to do this for me, come to realize that your greatest connections come when you're simply being like them. And it's like a snowball effect, that when you're being like them, then they're all around you more. And from that, you gain spiritual growth, you gain strength, you gain wisdom. So be like them, and you'll end up being more like them, and have more growth that way. So I thought that was just a wonderful way to look at it, and what a great way to help you stay on that spiritual train, that path. Remain true to the call that you felt, where you know there's something better and you want to bring it more regularly into your life and into the world. Be part of bringing it into this world, where we return to heaven on earth, where we return to Eden instead of this place we've created where it feels like toil so much of the time and struggle. To return to that abundance, where we don't have to fight about abundance or take it from people or hoard it up, or we just know it's there. It's Eden. That's what God wants for us. So those are just a few things to take with you as you're having these spiritual moments and you want to stay there. Take those thoughts with you. Okay, we have a few calls, so I am going to get into those. For people that are new to the show, my little mini readings usually consist of images or visions of very common things that I see when I'm talking to a caller. I usually ask that the caller give me first name. If they don't feel comfortable giving a first name, that's okay. Just tell me that, or, you know, use a different name, but tell me you're using a pretend name, sort of your stage name, alter ego, if you will. But as I talk to people, I usually get visions of very common, simple things, and then I see how it relates to their question or to their spiritual path, and we usually just talk through it. So it's kind of like a game of charades, and it's amazing, though, the multiple messages and the layers that sometimes can come from just one simple image, and then the feelings I get around it, and as we talk through, and the person on the line affirms things, it's really very, very cool how one simple image can convey a lot when you attach it to feeling, because feeling is the way that spirit truly communicates with us. They have a harder time using our language. That's our stuff, not theirs. So, okay, the first caller I'm going to take is area code 570. You'll hear a voice that says unmuted, and you'll know that your mic is on and you're live.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. I'm wonderful. My name is Doreen.
Doreen, okay. Like Doreen Virtue.
Yep.
Okay. And what can I do for you today, Doreen? Do you have a question?
I'm just wondering. I was listening to your story, and mine is like very similar.
Uh-huh. That happens so much. We're all like,
yeah, it's very similar.
Energetically drawn to each other, and because then we
yes,
can say,
oh
yes, I can relate to that. I can relate.
The angels, like I channel angels.
Uh-huh.
I channel messages from Jesus, from Mother Mary.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, today is my dad's birthday,
mm-hmm.
and he is on the other side, and I was just wondering if, you know, if you picked up, like, any kind of message of any kind?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you what I saw. Any chance that your dad smoked cigars ever?
A pipe, not cigars.
A pipe? Okay, because what I saw was, I thought it was a cigar box, so I thought that maybe it was related to father or grandfather. So I take that if he smoked a pipe, and I'm seeing something like that, semi-related, that before you even started talking, he was here to just come through to you in some way. So I guess he has a message for you, and I'm just going to try to feel what it is. I can kind of feel you as a little girl. I'm guessing maybe around 5 years old, like tricycle age. And I'm just feeling really that fatherly protective love. Although it feels like maybe there's some memory or incident that he's trying to send through, just to kind of give you that wink that you'll remember. Like, was there anything like riding your tricycle kind of memory with your dad, or anything really sweet or memorable that happened around that age? Special event or?
Yeah, Dad, I don't remember like being that young with a tricycle. No.
Okay, because I'm seeing that protective, feeling that protectiveness from him.
That I could relate to, the protectiveness, definitely.
Yeah, like kind of like the father walking along, you're riding your tricycle and he's walking along with you, and although I don't know, is your mother still living or any of his?
You
might
want to
ask if he ever did smoke a cigar, because for some reason that's still kind of prominent.
Well, you know what, I had an uncle, his brother does. I mean, he's passed too, but his brother did cigars. It might be my uncle.
Oh, well, maybe it is your uncle then, because
he has a lot of angels around him, so he may be coming through.
I think as you say that, I think it is your uncle, because I kept getting no, cigar box. So
definitely my uncle, my godfather.
Oh, and your godfather, protective?
Yes.
You know, that was sort of his role, that he would always protect sort of your spiritual path. So that's how I see him right now, that he's not here on earth, that he was your godfather while he was here, and he's still sort of your godfather now. He, for some reason, is the more prominent person right now in your spiritual path. So,
okay, yeah, he pushes me on my path.
Okay. He's
the
most
prominent
one from the other side, as far as someone that has been related to you here in this life. And he's very present with you.
Okay.
You know, in fact, you may get some of those. I don't know if this ever happens to you, where you get the scent of something.
Uh-huh.
it's not really there. You may occasionally get the scent of a cigar, him kind of telling you he's there.
Okay.
He feels like, to me, it's like a lot of laughter. So I think he's very happy with where you are spiritually. Was he kind of like a jokester or anything? Was he...
Not that I could recall in life, but I mean, since he's been on the other side, he's been yeah.
I feel a lot of just happy, jovial. So, I would take that to mean one of two things. He's very, very happy, and that's what we hope and expect when people pass on.
Right.
But he also, I feel this real happiness for you.
Okay.
In that, and it has that about your spiritual growth, you know, sort of that godfather, like, you know, the protecting your soul. And I think he's, okay, it feels like to me he is saying take the next step, some maybe more bold step, or maybe putting yourself out there a little bit more.
My goodness, I mean, if I get any more bold, I don't know.
You're
quite bold, so I don't know that, like...
I feel like there's something, and this is sort of about him walking along with you, like there's something that you've been thinking about, but is there something, though, that you've kind of hesitated on, that you've been thinking about from
spiritual? I've been listening, and I've been just doing, I've been out of my comfort zone, and mm-hmm. I've been stepping forward and doing things that I would never even think of doing, and I am mm-hmm. progressing, like, quite well on my path, you know?
Mm-hmm. I get that feeling very much so, and that's
why...
Yeah,
I mean, so that I don't know. I mean, yeah. I put myself out there, so I mean, that I don't understand.
No, it's not like that. It's not like, oh, you're not putting yourself out there. It's like there's some new
step. I mean, to take the next step, I mean, I'm doing, you know, things that I've never even, you know, even dreamed about doing.
It may just
and,
be a
I mean,
step.
I'm out there, and, you know, I'm also, like, you know, I'm heard on the radio, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I don't know, like, what else I could possibly do.
I don't want you to misunderstand. It's not like you're not doing enough. It's more like the next step. Like that can even mean it coming to a new level. Not really doing anything different, but being open to that possibility of a new level, which you may not even know what it is right now. You know how every so often you can say, I'm here, use me, God.
Oh, I do that all the time as well.
And,
you know,
and
that,
like,
that I always ask.
To go through that wave, I feel
definitely.
Like. Another wave of that very soon. And I think your uncle is with you. What's your uncle's name?
I'm Tony.
Tony. Okay, I think Tony is with you. And so whatever it is, it's going to unfold for you very synchronistically. You're going to get some chills and probably numbers and things like that to lead you. You're very, very connected, so you're going to recognize them. But it's more like something opening up that maybe you haven't even dreamed of. That,
you know, is it opening up this month? Because I had a reading back, like I'm talking, like maybe in November. And they said something would be opening up now, like this month.
You know, I don't usually look, you know, see things in timelines like that. However, I did feel like it's something very imminent, very so soon to me. I don't always put a time to it because, you know, time isn't really real anyway.
No, I know.
It depends on what we do. So, but it feels like something is just really about to. Open up different, and maybe maybe it's just people who wouldn't pay you any attention before suddenly are just drawn to you and want to know more. It's like a new level of some kind.
Okay,
and
that sounds
so your uncle's there and he's happy and laughing, and so it sounds like a very, very fun and exciting time, and I'm just feeling like just have fun with it. Just be who you are and have fun with it. And, just go with that. So be ready for it. And just make sure that you proclaim, I'm ready for it, when you are. So.
Well, thank you. It does make a lot of sense. You know, I've been listening, and my journey started so fast. I mean, mm-hmm. It started like the second week of January, and, I mean, it took off, you know, like a rocket ship.
Oh, so you just started all of that?
Well, I started I started the second week of January with no training. I'm live on air as well, and I'm learning as I'm on air, and now I'm just starting to take classes.
Journey's the radio part, you just start.
Well, my journey's a little bit backwards. I'm doing. I'm channeling angels, and channel messages from Jesus and Mother Mary, and I give readings, and now I'm taking classes to see how I'm doing what I'm doing, to understand basically what I'm doing.
Really.
You know,
when I had been on that spiritual path, you know, reading and exploring, and for quite a while, but then when I had that big awakening period, it came to me so fast, and the same sort of thing happened. It was like, okay, you already know this. Now you have to figure out how, you know, make sense of it. And things like, that's where A Course in Miracles, prior to that, you know, I mean, it's this huge volume when you just read it. Even though I could read the authors that referenced A Course in Miracles and understand what they were saying, when I would pick up A Course in Miracles, it was just so much, and it, you know, sometimes it's like gobbledygook, and I would just think, you got to be kidding, I don't get that. And then after I had that experience, I opened it up, and it was like everything that was in that volume
downloaded
into me. And so I went backwards with A Course in Miracles. It's like, I already know it, now I have to put more the theory and the logical, you know, the words part, put all that together. So so I can definitely relate, and I did the very same thing when I was first in radio. I was on Contact Talk Radio, and had never done it before, and one day it just came to me like, oh, you should do a radio show. Oh, you should do readings.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it really is.
I hung up after signing up, and it was like, then I had that moment of, you know, coming back into my here and now self, and I was like, oh my gosh, what did I just do?
It's an amazing journey, and like myself, I've been helping with healings as well, like with the divine and everything. So I've, you know, and then I've gotten readings where, like, you know, it was validated, where people that didn't know me, they asked about these specific healings, you know.
Yes.
So, I mean,
it's been
a ride and a half.
Yes. And
it's amazing. I mean,
exciting.
It is. And
now,
even
do you have a picture?
Dr. Dwyer and stuff. I love, you know, he's amazing.
He is. He's just so calm.
It's something. But unless you go through, like, something, I mean, you can't relate to things on, like, maybe, like, on a smaller level. But now, you know, like, everything does make so much sense.
Okay. Do you have a sister, any chance?
I don't have a sister. I have a cousin. And sometimes when people read me, they see my cousin as my sister.
On
that level.
Yeah, well, just some close female.
Yes.
Kind of contemporary, same. Okay, and how are things with her? Is she on to this spiritual sort of thing, too?
Well, you know what? She's scared. I think she's a little bit scared, and her Tony is her dad.
Okay, I have a feeling, though, she's scared, but I have this feeling like some awakening is coming for her, too, and maybe you're going to be instrumental in that.
Yeah, she's closed-minded. When you try to give her a message or something, she gets spooked.
Well, I think at some point, she's going to be one of those people that does a 180, like she's closed-minded now, that all of a sudden it's going to come very swiftly for her, and it may even be energy, like nothing anyone says, but, like, you know, when you're in that energy and you're around people, you affect them and open them up, even when you're not saying anything and there's no discussion, and I think you're going to be instrumental being around her and not trying to convince her anything, but that she's going to have a big awakening, and maybe that's why your uncle is appearing instead of your dad, that you're instrumental.
Yeah.
This is something new and a new step, a new big, you know, in the big picture that maybe you wouldn't have anticipated, but I think that, yes, she is going to have, there's something churning inside her. And so with the right energy around her, it's going to rise up to the surface, and you're going to be very valuable to her because you're going to be able to understand it for her.
Great. And I mean, it's been a ride. She has a friend on the other side, and a friend on the other side would not leave me alone, you know?
Uh-huh. Well,
and she would text on my phone. She would actually text
working through you for her, but that doesn't mean you go force anything on her. Just love her a lot and be happy around her. And when you're around her, even just take a minute, take a breath, and just feel your light going out from yourself and just let it engulf her. But you don't even have to say anything because you don't need to get in any debate with her. Just let that happen and let it gradually work. But I think you're going to be instrumental, and that's why these people are nudging. You know, they're around you because they're rah-rah. They're helping you. You're sort of a vehicle for it. So
That's very cool. Well, that's interesting. That sounds wonderful.
Yes, that's going to be sort of like a step for you that maybe you had not anticipated, and it's going to be very cool because you've got some spirits that are there helping and excited and happy about it. So, okay.
Awesome.
So
thank
you
so
that.
Much.
Okay.
Thank you, hon. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, that was very cool. I don't always get that kind of channeling, like from passed on loved ones, but that was very sweet. And sweet uncle who's happy, and that's very cool to know. Okay, the next caller is area code 231.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm in a period over the next few months. My name is Chadwick.
Chadwick, yeah.
Where I'm a just really sitting back and waiting for... looking for what the next chapter of life is for me, and really just intentionally taking some time to do that right now. And I was wondering if you see anything that might be a guide.
Okay. What most scares you about that?
I would say
fear.
The fear that I have is... that I have a hard time feeling worthy to maybe do my own thing. I've always been one to care more for and feel responsible for other people and their feelings. And it's something that is a two-edged sword. One, I'm good at it, but on the other side... I'm not necessarily responsible for it, so I deal with that tension.
Right. I understand that. Okay, because what I saw for you right away was an alarm, and it wasn't like a warning, you know, it was more like fear, and that's why I said what fear is there, and I can so feel and so empathize the trueness of what you're saying that you feel a lot of responsibility that really isn't your responsibility. And I think that you're probably going to have to take this in baby steps, but you have got to reclaim making yourself the priority. And that may sound selfish, you know, we're taught, put others ahead of yourself, and there's a time for that. But I feel like you've gotten so depleted that you've kind of lost you because of too much of being responsible for other people or trying to be that, take care of all those kind of needs. Does that sound appropriate? Is that where you...
Oh yeah. Okay. I tiptoe so slowly into doing things you know, for myself. You know, there's such a...
I feel that so much for you, Chadwick. As you say that, I can just, you know, it's that old saying of I feel your pain. I feel the burden on you, and I feel like you have to find a way to step out from under that burden. What was the last thing that you sort of deprived yourself of because somebody else got in the way or a responsibility to somebody else or something else? And you said, oh, well, I really wanted that, but I'll do this because that's better for the... What, can you think of what the last thing was?
Did it happen
all the time?
It happens so often.
Okay.
And naturally.
The reason I was saying think of the last thing or think of a recent thing, I want you to start turning that around. And I want you to say, wait, that was important to me, so I'm going to revisit that and I'm not letting up on it. And I will have to tell other people that, no, right now, and this is kind of overused, but it's me time. This is something important to me. Because for one, what it's going to reveal to you is, okay, all these other people that you're there for, when you tell them sincerely that this is important to me and I really need to focus on this, so I might not be quite as available, well, if they care about you, then they'll be glad for that, and they'll even say, what can I do to help, possibly. If they don't and they're irritated or, well, that's a truth being shown to you. You know, and you may not like it, but if you can step back instead of getting resentful and say, all that I do for you, instead just say, thank you, God, for that truth, and have peace and step away in peace and then do something that is enjoyable to Chadwick or that nurtures you or makes you feel happy or like you matter or you're worthy, because you are, and you've gotten so far from that, of your own worthiness. And that's always our biggest obstacle, that we don't feel like we're worthy to say, I need to be the focus or whatever, or to receive abundance or whatever it is. That unworthy feeling is what blocks so many joyful things out of our life. So do you think you can think of something and stick to it and say no? I mean,
oh yeah,
you can.
Yeah,
and you can. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've surrounded myself with a couple people who I will intentionally pause and mm-hmm. at least put it by them, and
uh-huh. That's excellent.
They've seen the same type of thing in my life, and they will, you know, they will give me the kick in the pants to say,
excellent.
No, go ahead, put yourself out there and do it.
That is exactly. Spend more time around those people, because, you know, we get in a fog in our own lives. I do it all the time, and you know, we can get so mixed up on some of the things that we, you know, don't realize, you know, you're not seeing that for what it is. Stay around those people, and you'll probably start to attract more people like that. Rely on them when you feel like, you know, you're weak or whatever you want to call it. You know, stay as much around those people, hang out with them as much as you can, and that's part of shifting energy, is shifting the energy that you're around, and so that involves people. And if you have people that are draining you and aren't really respecting you or showing you consideration in return, then you need to remove yourself from that energy, and you need to be in an environment and energy that does respect you and value you. And that way you can give and receive in a balanced way. So just stick with that, and you'll be drawn to more of that. You'll more people like that. You know, the supportive people will appear for you. It may, though, include distancing yourself or even cutting yourself off entirely from a few people for at least a while. So, and that's okay. You know, you have to
yeah.
be true to your spiritual path, and you can't get down the spiritual path by the way of unworthiness. You just can't.
Yeah.
And so do that.
Yeah,
feel no guilt.
You know? I spent the better part of the last year really distancing myself. I had a fairly public role.
Mm-hmm.
In the community, and I really pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me a chance. You know, a lot of people were concerned
mm-hmm.
about it, but it gave me the opportunity to see what the motives behind their concern were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those motives were not necessarily for my best interest,
right?
But more for theirs. And
yep,
so
you're dead on. You're seeing it more clearly now because you've stepped back from it. And I think your feelings about it, I just get this like, yes, 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 you're dead on. You are dead on. You're seeing it clearly, and lots of it did not have your best interest there. So take a breath, step back, and say, what is my best interest and what gives me joy and what makes me feel renewed and valuable? And all those things will come to you. And there will be, no doubt, there will be some cutting ties, some more cutting ties, but it will be filled with other things. And you have to remove yourself from you're getting used a lot. So
well,
just be strong and realize your worth, because I feel that so much for you. I feel like just step out of it and start taking care of you, and you'll start to see the truth revealed. And it was like I was talking about earlier in the show, you know, those truths come, and sometimes, you know, if we're in our here and now, mind, ego, whatever you want to call it, it hurts or it makes us angry. But if you can step back in that place of peace and say, thank you for letting me see that with the veil lifted, because now I can act differently with relation to it. So just do a lot of that. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, you're on a great path if you just start taking care of yourself and do not feel guilty for it. That's your duty. Okay?
All right, ma'am.
Well, you have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I always can relate to so many of the calls, and that one I could too, both of those already. Okay, next call is area code 317. Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to unmute. This is 317.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes.
Hi.
What's your name?
It's Cheryl.
Cheryl, okay. And do you have a question today?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking, listening to everybody else, and I really resonate with what you said on the website about there's a new phase of awakening. I feel like
mm-hmm.
I keep going in and out of phases, awakening, and then kind mm-hmm. of deal with blockages and kind of that dark.
I think we all do. Right when we think we're there. Then whammo.
I've been going through a really heavy, dark phase this last fall, and just feel like I'm gotten through the tunnel, and
yep.
Now it's feeling real strong that this is
good.
My opportunity to grow, and
yes, it is.
So,
okay. Well, this makes the image I saw for you kind of cute and humorous. I love how these appear. It was a big cereal box, but then what I could see, it was like this fight to dig for that prize, you know. I don't know if they're still in cereal or not, but when I was a kid, you know, the prize, and they were always way down in the bottom.
Yes, in the Cracker Jack box.
That's what you've been doing. You've been, you know, digging. Yeah, but it was, you know, Cracker Jack box is little. This is a big box you were digging for cereal.
like I'm drowning in cereal.
But it's like you're down, that you're at the prize, and that relates perfectly. What you're saying, you're at that phase where it's like the prize. It's the feel you've gone through digging, and you know, we don't like the digging part and the dark and the tunnel, but we always gain from it, and we should celebrate that we had the courage, or we were at a place to go through that, because, you know, that old saying, like, God wouldn't give us anything that we're not ready for. Well, we were ready for that, and it's that piece. Peeling the onion and the layers and the layers and the layers. Every time we get to another one, you know, we get frustrated, or at least I do, that, I thought I was through that. And then we get whammed with something else. But really, that's kind of a compliment that, okay, and now you're ready for this. And as long as we don't keep going back to the old ones, then we're progressing and we're freer and we're getting there and we get stronger and stronger. And so you're at the prize phase right now, and that's why you're feeling this lightness. It's sort of your reward for getting through it, and Yes, that it's very, very big because, that, like I said, that was a big box of cereal.
And a big reward.
Yes, big reward, and you need to just be all excited, and you know how you used to get with those little prizes. That's how you need to be, just excited and have the expectation of how cool it's going to be, and because I just see it as such a positive phase right now. And as I'm saying that, I also get that because it's such a positive phase, your ability to manifest is very, very strong right now because of all the positive energy. So I want you to just keep focusing on all the positive things you want to manifest, and your power of intention is enhanced and stronger right now because you have gone through the shadows, and you've gotten through them and realized they were just shadows. They weren't anything to be afraid of. And so I want you, I don't know if you communicate with angels, but I want you to, I think you have Archangel Uriel around you, and he's very, very quiet. You usually can't feel him, but he's...
Yeah.
Presence will be in things like a sudden really wise idea or good idea or some. So I want you to just be open to that, and you can even talk to him or whatever, but he is very, very powerful in intentions and manifesting, and so I just want you to understand that his presence is there. You may feel him, you may not, or you may just get sudden ideas, but let him know that you welcome him there, and then think about and even talk about the things that you would like to manifest on your path.
I appreciate that. I do talk to angels, and when I trust and slow down and pay attention, I really do get responses.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told there's somebody back there waiting, and they couldn't figure out who it was, so this is exciting.
Yes,
to have that revealed. And
he's there, and he has great, great power. So manifestation. So read about him. Actually, he was an archangel that, in more modern times, but it's actually been a long time, that really the named angels in the Bible, just became like Michael and Gabriel.
Right.
But before that, Uriel was very common, and Uriel, I think his name means something like next to God or whatever, just that power. And, read about him, because I don't know what century it was in. I don't know. I'm thinking like 7th or 8th. But there was a pope that actually was sort of like the equivalent of excommunicating Uriel, like took all the art out of the churches and sort of just got rid of. Before that, people communicated. Angels, people relied on angels just like they might, pray to the Virgin Mary and the church. And the church got concerned that people were relying on angels too much.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
You can kind of put two and two together. If they rely on angels too much, then they might not need us as much, is how I translate
it. Yeah, that was the whole thing about ego and power. Yeah.
Yes, and that doesn't mean there's no goodness or hasn't been, but it's that's what happens with things that are power related. And so read about Uriel and talk to him and let him know that you're ready for him, and think of only, be very careful to guide your thoughts to what you wish to create. We should always do this, but especially right now, because your manifestation is very intense and very high, your ability right now. Okay?
Very good. That answers so much.
So focus on the prize you want, not the stuff you don't want.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Ah, that was a sweet call. These are all sweet calls today. Okay, a couple more holding, so I'm just going to move right through. I blocked out an hour and a half today, so we've got a little more time, not tons. Okay, let's see. I don't know if one just fell off there or not. But the next call is area code 317. Hello? Hello?
That's the one you just did.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. That sounded familiar. Okay, I think one of the calls dropped off and it changed the queue and I got confused. Okay, thank you. All right, next one is area code 814.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, I would say.
My name is Angie. A little hesitation there.
And I'm from Pennsylvania, so.
Angie, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Angie from Pennsylvania.
My question is, my uncle, who was like my father, passed away in May of 2012, and I've been feeling him around me quite a bit. But yesterday, and I can feel myself coming into, I don't know if it's the right word, like abilities, like my dreams are getting more intense. Like yesterday I had a dream about him, and we were at, you know, a yard sale type thing, flea market type thing, and my cousin was trying to buy a book, and they wouldn't let her buy the book. But the next thing I know is, like, my uncle, who has never really been close to me in my dreams, like, I just hear him from afar, was actually close to me in my dream. And the next thing I know, I look at the book name, like, the name of the book, and there was two books, and one of them had a circle, like a red circle around just the name of the book. And I looked at it, and the book name was, like, the author who wrote it was Robert Frost. My uncle's name was also Robert, but I've never heard of Robert Frost. So I Googled it, and of course it was a poet.
Right,
and I just mean, like, is my uncle actually getting closer to me in my dreams? Am I picking up more things?
I think the way you're interpreting that is probably very, very good. You know, your uncle is appearing closer in your dream, and then that it said Robert and that was circled, and that's a way that spirit would communicate. I mean, pretty much, it's not textbook, but it's like that seems very logical that would be communication from spirit to me. So, you know, I feel like, yeah, I would say yes, your uncle is probably there. Now, did you say that this uncle was like a father to you or like your father?
He was like my father. Like,
so
I grew up calling him dad.
Not just an uncle, but you know what I mean.
He was more than an uncle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the what I was seeing for you and you know, during while you were talking was water. And so I'm trying to kind of be still for a minute and relate what that means. You know, water can mean fluid and movement and softness that also can penetrate and change even landscapes and rocks. And but there's something more that I can't quite pinpoint. And I don't know.
Can I tell you about another dream I had when I took a nap yesterday? Another dream I had, I went to his house. Like, I'm always in his house in my dreams. But I went to his house, and I heard his voice on the answering machine. Like, someone called their house, and I heard his voice. But then, like, I knew in my dream that he had passed. Like, I knew that he was not here. But in my dream, when his daughter was hugging me, because I haven't really seen them for a while, like, he was poking my side. And, like, I could see him, but no one else could see him. Like, I could see him, I could feel him, I could hear him laughing at me because he was rubbing my back, and he's like, "Aw, baby's getting a back rub," like poking fun at me. I can see that. I can hear him say that, but no one else could hear him. No one else could see him. Like, they were just going by their normal.
I think he very much wants you to be aware that he's around you. And, you know, the fact that you're having those visual dreams is really awesome, and that you're remembering them. When you go to sleep, do you ask for your dreams to reveal things to you?
I do. Lately, I have.
That is really, really a good avenue for you. You know, keep the pad and pencil or pen by the bed, and if you you know, wake up and think of things. I had a lot of really vivid dreams when I was in that big, you know, big awakening phase, as I call it. So that's probably how you're you're going to get a lot of your, I kind of think of it like downloading, you know, your information mm-hmm. and from spirit and information even from your own higher self through the dreams, because you're able to see them vividly. Now, when you're in these dreams, are you aware that you're dreaming?
Towards the end of them, I do, but right at the start, like, I'm just...
Okay, but while you're in it, that's called lucid dreaming, and it actually is, believe it, when you do it, you just think it's natural. A lot of people don't ever have those kind of dreams. It's usually a very, mm-hmm. very connected state, and I want you to think of it like, you know, we're... here in this illusion, this dream, when you're able to connect those two realms, sort of the subconscious or the spiritual or whatever, and the here and now, and you're able to have awareness in both, that's a really big connection. So if you're able to have lucid dreams, you know, it's even connected to things like astral travel, and so that's the area I think you should focus on. That's the feeling I'm getting, that the astral travel, lucid dreaming, I want you to read about those and just see how it feels to you, if something resonates with you. You may even want to read some things on, you know, how do you help bring out that ability in yourself? Because I think that, you know, you may be developing or opening up to an ability to... really connect in a powerful and meaningful way that way, like in your sleep and even just in those realms, like just go to it, sort of like transporting, you know, spiritually.
Yeah.
That's what I would want you to explore. I think that's the best thing right now on your spiritual path. I'm trying to figure out, like, if there's any other connection as to why your uncle is coming to you right now. He's obviously wanting to make you very aware that he's around, and it may just be because you are going to have some new level, you know, spiritual awakening. Not sure exactly what water means, and I didn't see it in any certain way. It was more like I heard the word. And do you live near water, or have you been contemplating living near water? Near water?
No.
There's something with it. I don't know. I guess it could be as simple as drinking more water, because that's a big part of it. When you have spiritual growth and you're in that energy. And I say this to everybody, not just you, drinking a lot of water is important because it's cleansing, and you that energy is so powerful that you can get parched easily and you kind of dehydrate
mm-hmm. I've drank so much water these past couple weeks. Like, I've been drinking some water every couple of days.
See, your spirit is already telling you that, and you're recognizing it. You're very, very connected. But keep doing it, and that's the reason why that you're... It's like you're burning through so much energy with this connection that you need that water to keep your body from getting dehydrated, because, you know, that kind of connection is very powerful, and our physical bodies just aren't used to it. So, mm-hmm. you know, water helps with that, because you'll get...
Like, he's been coming into my dreams. My boyfriend broke up with me the end of January. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, like, my uncle's been around me. Even one time I saw him sitting behind me on my bed when I was sitting at my computer working. Like, I even turned around to look. Like, I knew he wasn't going to be there, but I felt him that strong behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And then every dream up until these last two, I've known that he's been in my dreams. I've heard him, but he mm-hmm. was always, like, in another room, or he would just be mm-hmm. yelling at me towards... You know,
uh-huh.
like, I just had a dream last week where, and every time I'm at his house, I'm at his old house, not his new house where he passed and stuff. I'm at the old house where I grew up in, and every dream is in that house. But
and where was it? Was it nearby where you are now, or was it in a different city? Or
it's in the same city, just his new house is up the road.
Okay, and the old house was in the same town, just further away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but... The dream I had last week, my dreams always involved the bathroom in that house, and usually him sitting in the living room yelling at, well, not yelling, but, like, you know,
trying to
contact me through yelling
out.
From the living room, yeah. Uh-huh. And last week, I had a dream.
And you're in
the
bathroom of the house, and he's in the living room?
Yeah. And I was in the bathroom of the house, and they had this big closet where they kept, like, all their towels and, like, extra shampoo and toilet, you know, which is the closet in their bathroom. Uh-huh. And I was in there looking for something. I have no idea what I was looking for, but he was yelling, "It's right there. Can you see it? You can't see that? It's right there." And, like, I woke up, like, right away. And I don't know what he was trying to get me to find, but that was also, like, are you trying to pull me in some direction? Like,
I think I would say yes. And there's something that's right there that he's showing you and in your dreams, and just go with it. I mean, my goodness, you're in a good, I mean, you're very connected to have these vivid kinds of dreams that I think are pretty logical to put toward life. Like, it's right there, don't you see it? So there's something, you know, and so just let it progress and be, you know.
They have been. That's the thing.
And
when they first started, like, in the beginning of February, like, I could feel him in my dreams, but I never seen him. I never heard him. Never nothing. But the one yesterday where I seen him, and he was actually driving the car to his new house in my dream. Me and his two daughters and his granddaughter and his wife were all in the same car. And it was a little tiny car, but we all somehow fit in there. And that's the closest I've been to him in my dreams. And he was sitting in the front driving, and I was in the passenger side.
And how did it feel? Did it feel wonderful to you?
It did. I was like,
yes.
But there was so much other commotion going on in the car. Like, I heard him talking to my aunt, but I didn't really focus in on what he was saying. I just know that he was talking about, around our area, there's a 100-mile yard sale, and I heard him talking about that and how there was a new route, and he went to check it out.
Did you used to go to yard sales and things with him when
you
were living?
Yeah. And he would go and, like, check
out
all these
sale
new routes.
I love finding treasures and repurposing.
Like, the books that we were buying was at, like, a flea market yard sale type thing, too. So, and then it, like, When it circled the name Robert Frost, like, I had no idea who Robert Frost was, but I Googled it as soon as I got up. And, like, the book was, like, Robert Frost, the Frozen Sheep or something, but he didn't write a poem about a sheep. So
Okay, but think about the symbolism there. Well, one, Robert Frost. I mean, Frost is kind of like, you know, frozen.
And my uncle's name was Robert, too. So.
Yes, exactly. Frozen sheep, though. You know,
we're
sheep, and that's how he's seeing what's going on in this world. It's sheep that just kind of go through all the old ways and the what they're told and this, and we're frozen from it. We're just frozen. Mm-hmm. So he's wanting for you to make sure you don't stay in that frozen place. Even frost is kind of funny to me because, you know, frost is a lighter state of frozen. It's the dew frozen as opposed to the water frozen.
And then you got the water thing. So that
yes, exactly, the water. And then him saying, "It's right there. Don't you see it?" See, he's in this state of he can see things so clearly, and not through frost, you know, not windows frosted over. He can see it so clearly and can't understand why no one else can that's here. You know, so he's trying to convey to you some things that he feels are important. So I would just roll with it. You're seeing these things really clearly, you know, so just be, you know, ready for it, aware for it, ask for it, you know, keep showing me what I need to see. Because it's like he sees these frozen sheep and it's just, it's driving him crazy.
Well, every night I go to bed, I'm like,
sweet story and the symbolism.
Every night I go to bed, I'm like, Uncle Bob, come to me, tell me more, like, let me know what I need to know, like, figure out what's going on. But the dream last night where he was there and I could see him and I felt him touch me in my dream, you know, like, I felt him, like, he was kind of pinching my side, like, and
well, he's walking with you right now for a reason, and that's just beautiful the way it's unfolding for you and the symbolism and you know, that you're open to it. And I would say just go with it. Do you remember what was the title of the other book, Frozen Sheep, and what?
The Frozen Sheep by Robert Frost.
Okay.
There was two books, but it was the same book. And one book had, like, the name Robert Frost, like, circled in, like, a red marker.
Okay.
And I focused in
book.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I focused in on that because
uh-huh. yeah.
I'm like, why is that one circled red? You know,
uh-huh.
and in my dream, I focused in, and that's where I got the name Robert Frost from.
Uh-huh.
And then I seen the title Frozen Sheep or The Frozen Sheep or
uh-huh.
something about a frozen sheep.
Okay, well, I think you're just getting amazing symbolism in your dreams, and just keep it up and you know, do read about astral travel and lucid dreaming and
Well, on the 22nd, I start a class that will give me certification into dreams and figure out what they mean.
Oh,
well,
see, there
also,
you go. You're already
writing all of my dreams down so I can.
Well, then I hope what I said is good affirmation for you, that's a good step, because that's what I was feeling. My goodness, your dreams, you know, you already have that ability of lucid dreaming, and, you know, that can go in so many different ways as far as connection to spirit. So just go with that. You know, you've already, that's the way these dreams are so vivid and opening to you. There's something to it. And so I love that you're already signed up for a class about dreams, because you're a natural, I think. So. And it interpreting too. So just go with it.
I just
That's wonderful.
Wanted to make sure I wasn't going crazy and like I
No,
no.
I'm loving your story. It's great. So just keep sleeping and enjoying those dreams.
I'll try. I will call back and let you know what's going
okay.
on with my dreams. Because every week they seem to get more intense and
yeah,
more intense.
Yeah, very cool. And I don't know if you're on my, if you participate in my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, but I try to go through messages.
Yes, but I will.
Or two, but, if you like that page and then something happens and you want to send me a message, you know, I get a lot of messages, but I do try to go through all of them, you know, from time to time. Or I have a web page. Well, I have an email address, sherrylane444@gmail.com. And if you forget that, it's on my web page. It's an old web page I need to redo, but it's called Angels Touch Therapy. So you can contact me through that email or something too, because your dreams are very interesting, and I think you're on a really good path. And that I'm just amazed
sure.
at how detailed they are and how
yeah,
much you remember.
Yeah, like, I have other dreams where I don't remember anything from them. Like, I wake up and they're gone instantly. But these ones,
mm-hmm.
every time he's involved in them,
mm-hmm.
they never leave me. Like, they're
yeah,
always
and there's a reason.
There.
There's an importance there, because it's making such an impression that when you're aware that it's something important and you're in that lucid state where you're aware enough to remember. So just keep down that path, and I love that you're taking that course, and I think you're going to love that, and you're going to be a natural at interpreting. So that's very cool. So.
Thank
okay.
You so
well,
much
thank you
for
your
call.
My call.
You have a good day.
Okay. All right, you too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. Those were some interesting calls. I loved them all. And I thank you all for calling. Okay, we're getting down on time here. That's it for the callers. If there is like one more call, I can probably take that and fit that in. The number is 347-633-9823 if someone wants to call in. I'll take it real quick. We got a little bit more time, so I'm going to kind of back up and revisit a couple things. And for any new listeners, I mentioned earlier my Facebook fan page. That's where kind of my central place for communicating. I always post when I schedule one of these shows. I tend to do these shows on Tuesday afternoons, but sometimes I just don't feel like I'm connected or there's a message, or sometimes I actually have other things that kind of get in the way of it. But most times I do them on Tuesday afternoons. I'm thinking about changing the time to Tuesday around 11 a.m. Eastern time, and hope that wouldn't be too early for those on the West Coast or in Mountain Time. But I do post, I schedule it on the blog talk radio site, so you can always check there for it. But I also announce it on my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, and it's a wonderful page of light-minded souls. I encourage all of you to join it. You know, a lot of people complain about Facebook and say, oh, it's just a bunch of gossip and negativity, and people get on there to brag, but I set the intention for Facebook to be a place to connect with light-minded souls, and that's what it has been for me. And this page is amazing because the people on it, I mean, it's up to almost 180,000 now, and it's a place where in general I discuss the ideas of A Course in Miracles, but it's not limited to that. I do post the daily lesson every day to read through, and that process of A Course in Miracles is where we unwind our thinking and we get back into right-minded thinking, spiritually-minded thinking. So, you know, it's a step-by-step process, and it's very, very powerful. We also just talk about other spiritual ideas and positive thought and things to ponder, and everybody can jump in and share their two cents worth. And it's just a lovely place, and I don't have a lot of rules about it, other than we're respectful, and if there's something like about religion or something that comes up, that we're respectful in every direction, and you know, that it usually works out that way, that it's just a lot of kind people that truly want to search and explore and be open-minded that way. Again, that's on Facebook, and it's Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. If you type that in, the page will come up and you can like it. And I hope you'll do that, because I really believe that when we connect energetically, even in small ways like that, that we are each lifted by it, and there is like an exponential kind of growth in the energy, or power in the energy. It goes right back to wherever two or more are gathered in my name, and that name is love. And when you gather, whether it's in a meeting house or a church or a living room or even in cyberspace on Facebook, I really believe if the intention is good and pure, that it enhances everyone's spiritual path. And so I hope you'll join that page. Other things I'm doing, I am working on Healing Touch, Angels Touch Therapy, I call it. It's very much related to Reiki, which I'm a Reiki master, and I so much believe in the power of Reiki. It's been beautiful in my life and on my spiritual journey. And a long time ago, or quite a few years back now, when I went through my big awakening and so many things about my purpose here were opening up to me, one of the things that I felt, and you know, I wrote it down because that's what I would hear, write this down, write this down, write this down, was a system of healing touch like Reiki, but that was maybe more comfortable to those in the Christian faith or Judeo-Christian, that the symbols that would be more familiar, because Reiki uses symbols. And a symbol in Christianity that means love can be powerful just as much as the symbol, the Japanese symbol that Usui received in his meditation time in Japan. So had all these, and I was also told or felt that I would know when the time was right, and so that I've been working on kind of a manual and the symbols and what to use, and I'm going to do a free online class, like an initial class, an inaugural class. And so if you'd like to participate in that, or just like to know more about it as it progresses, then just send me an email to sherrylane444@gmail.com. And you can read a little bit more about just Reiki and general angels touch healing that I do at angelstouchtherapy.com. And there's a link with that email on there, too, so you don't have to write them both down. Or if you are just remember angelstouchtherapy.com. And if you send me an email that you're interested in participating, be sure and put in the subject angels healing class or angels touch, anything like that, because I get a lot of emails, and that helps me sort through and not miss one. For those that have already sent me an email, I sent out an email right before the show. I gathered up the email addresses, and I sent out just to let you know that I do have your email address, and as it gets closer, I will email the details and how to participate. But it will all be online where you can do it, you know, live, and also if, let's say, for instance, you're at work while a session's going on, you can also go back to archives. I've just got to work all those details out. I've been working on so many things and in different directions. But just email me if you'd like to participate, and go to the website, Angels Touch Therapy, if you want to just kind of read a little more about it and feel it out, that sort of thing. That's a way to read a little bit more about it, and just let me know if you're interested. So let's see, that kind of wraps it up. Oh, the other thing is my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble online, on Books A Million online, and most of those online sellers, the major ones. Amazon does have the Kindle version, which is awesome because it's only 99 cents and you can get it instantly to your Kindle. Or if you don't have Kindle, right on the order page, there's a little app over to the right where you can get the app for your PC or your iPad or your smartphone. Or I think they have a lot of different versions of apps there so that you can read the Kindle books right on something else if you don't happen to have a specific Kindle device. So that's 99 cents. I hear back from people, and it really makes me feel blessed and happy that I did it, because I hear that there are things in there that touch them and help their journey and open them up in a new way, and that makes me very, very happy. So check that out. You can even read part of it on the Amazon site. When you click on it, there's a look inside this book, and I think you can read a couple chapters. So they may even have a sample there that goes a few more chapters. From time to time they have that. So check that out. Go to my Facebook page, and I am just so happy for the callers and the listeners, and it's been a great show. I thank you all so much, and I just want to remind you, stay committed to that spiritual path, the spiritual train, and remain true to the call, because if you're listening here and you're going down this path, you've received the call, you've listened, you've answered. So just stay true to it and find all the avenues, whether it's the people around you, the things you read, the things you listen to, the things you now ignore that aren't serving that path, such as things you know, perhaps news shows or things that just drag you down. Be very aware and stay committed to the call, because once you've received it, you won't really have rest if you just go back to the old ways. So I try to share things on this show that will help people in that avenue, and I hope that it does. So I'm going to wrap it up today. Hope to hear from you next time, or have you listening next time. Thank you all. And one last thing as I close, getting down to the time here. I have a song that I want to play for you. It's called On Wings of Love, and my dear friend Charlotte Phillips actually wrote this when she was having a very spiritual moment connected to angels, and her very talented musician husband put it to music for her. So it's On Wings of Love that I'm going to play for you here. You can also go on YouTube and search her name, Charlotte Phillips, and the On Wings of Love YouTube will come up there. That, you know, it has her art on there with the angels that go along with the words that she wrote. So I would encourage you to do that. You can't see that on the radio, but you can see it on YouTube, Charlotte Phillips, and you'll pull up her videos, including the On Wings of Love. And that will also link you to her The Art with a Heart website. And she just has beautiful art that she gets connected and paints these angels and childlike angelic figures that are really beautiful, and I feel so blessed to know her. So listen to On Wings of Love, just let yourself relax into it, and you have a great rest of the day, and I hope you'll join us again on the show.
protect and guide. To spread love, God's love deep and wide. To teach us find our truth, how to begin. Open up your heart, turn your life to God. You can soar into the night. Open up your heart to know.